settle into your soul and your heart. As the ushers come forward, we will continue in this same spirit of worship through our tithes and offerings. Because our gifts are a fitting offering for the King. Another way to express our heart. Father, we offer you these tithes and offerings. They are concrete gifts of come from our heart, the hearts that are in love with you, the hearts that seek to worship you in all that we do. Receive these gifts from your people this morning. Amen. You may be seated. Well, great to be with you. Hope you enjoyed and came on time to get some food and some coffee. It was good to be together and to reconnect and to have our 2 o'clock service with us as well, and have all of our Dave, not now. We've been just such a joy to be able to do to look forward to starting the year together with you. And to walk together into it together. Just one thing in terms of some information for you. Ed Gilchrist, who was part of our 9 o'clock service, passed away this last week. And so we ask you to continue to pray for Olive and the rest of the family. Particularly this week, there will be a memorial service here at 5:30 on Wednesday. 5:30 on Wednesday. If you could be here to support the family, that would be great. Also want to let you know that Bishop Todd is in Regina this weekend. Nico is being inducted into the pastorate there in Regina. And so Todd is there to assist with that. That happens this afternoon. You could certainly be in prayer for that. Next week, Bishop Todd will be here to start us on our new series. You can start reading the Gospel of John in that regard if you'd like. And then next Sunday afternoon, a number of us, and we'd invite some of you to join us, are going to go to Calgary for the first public service of Via Calgary. Yes, exactly. John Murdo and Debbie and the group have been meeting in their home for a year and a half, but they now have a building, and so we will be celebrating with them at 3:30 next Sunday in Calgary. And so very much looking forward to that. I had the privilege of being at Emmanuel Christian School on Friday morning for pancake breakfast. And so as I was sitting with all the students, and it made me think back to the time when our girls were in school. And it usually was exactly about this time of the year, 2 weeks in, that we had to have a family talk. We had to have a meeting, because there were some things from summer that had dragged into fall that were messing up fall. There were some things had changed. Maybe somebody's in a new school. There were somebody had a birthday, so suddenly bedtime was this time and not that earlier time. And then suddenly mornings were a mess. And I was going to work crying and it just didn't work. And so we had to have a family meeting to say, okay, there's some things that we have to agree on, some fixed points. There's some things that we do as a family. These things have to stay central for us, or else the rest falls apart. We have to come back to some things that we all agree on. This is what we're going to do. We're all part of this, and these are our jobs. This is what you're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And when we all contribute in that way, we'll all get off to our particular parts and assignments on Monday morning. And so this morning is a little bit like that, in that we're at the start of a new year. And there's lots of things going to move into gear over the next week. And it's probably helpful for us to just take a moment and say, what are the common things we agreed on? How does this work again? What will make for a good year moving forward together. Things like we're in this journey together, and you all have value in the journey. We're not waiting for you to arrive at some destination. We believe we have value with one another along the way. And so whether you've been with ROL all along and get everything that we do, have been part of shaping it and praying for it, or this is your first Sunday, we're loved that you're here, and we want to make this journey together. We're also a place that we do things carefully and with intention. We, as elders and staff, are trying to follow the blueprint that Jesus and the apostles laid out for us. That's where the name Via Apostolica comes from, the way of the apostles. And so there is very few things around here that we do because, I don't know, we've just always done that. And we've taken time again this summer to evaluate and think carefully about things. And so occasionally as you move around this body or come into this body, you'll bump into something. And you'll say, why would they put that there? Well, we probably have a reason. You might not know it. You may not even have the same value for it as we do. But we have thought carefully about it. And we don't always get it right. But we are trying to follow that pattern that is presented by Jesus and the apostles. And then thirdly, we value your engagement and your participation and you standing in your place. That this is not a place where you can sort of sit back and say, well, I wonder what they cooked up this year. Will it be interesting? I wonder if it's for me. It won't work well in that kind of a stance. We are trying to create a culture in which we would walk together and that we might offer something and you would receive it, that you would participate, that you would take hold of what we're building and that we would build together. And so on a Sunday like this, a kickoff Sunday, we're going to offer out some things and we're going to say, here's some opportunity, here's some things that we're doing. But when we would step toward you like that, what works best is if you would also step toward us and that you would take what we're offering. That's when it works. And so with that kind of value and thought in mind, I would like to invite you into some steps this year. Three simple things that I think will help make this a good year of our journey together. So the first step that I would invite you into is, would you take a step toward home? Wherever you're at on this journey with River of Life, whether this is your first Sunday or you've been here all along, what would it look like to be coming more at home here this year? So I think that has two aspects. One is that being at home means you have some understanding of what we're about and what we're doing and how does this all work together. And so if this is your first Sunday, there's lots of things going on. There's all kinds of activity in the foyer and tables and people with badges. And even in this service, there will be parts of this service that you say, oh, I get that. I can connect with that. And then there will be something else that you think, where is that coming from? Because we'll talk about Via and we'll talk about Eucharist. And we'll talk about familiar things like senior youth or nursery, but we'll also talk about KO and Corpus and healing prayer teams and all these different kinds of things. So that can feel a bit overwhelming and maybe unsafe. It's just too confusing. And our commitment is that we want you to be at home here. We want you to find your way through all those different things. And so we encourage you to ask questions. We're on this journey together. And for most of us, we've asked the same questions that is on your heart and mind about whatever. I had to ask the question at one point, why would I wear a collar? And so you might have that same question. Why is he wearing a collar? Well, ask. I actually have an answer for that. And it's not because Todd told me to. So that takes some risk, but we value your questions. We value your journey. And we'd love for you to be a part of that. We've put together this little information sheet, and on this side, we've tried to, in half a sheet, give you a little bit of a place to start from about who we are and what's important to us. And so as you ask those questions, I would invite you to take your time to understand, to process those things well. You don't have to come to a conclusion right away. In fact, for some of these things, it's okay to let it sit for a while and to be careful for what conclusions you come to. But we just love you to be part of that journey. And the best thing that we could offer you in terms of understanding who we are, where we're going, what's important to us, would be that you'd be part of what we call our membership class process. So Stephen and a team have put together, seven weeks of classes that are going to start on October 18th during the 9 o'clock service slot. So you can come, your kids can still be in the kids program, and for 7 weeks we'll tell you about what's important to us, where we're going, what we value. Answer some of those questions. And you'll do it together with people who are on that same part of the journey, and we'll invite you into a process that says, this is how you could build this church with us. And so we'd love you to be a part of that. You can sign up for that anytime at the information desk. That's starting October 18th. And so that's being at home in terms of home in the sense of if somebody says, what church do you go to? And you say River of Life, and then they ask you the second question, you have an answer. So that's good. But there's a second level of being at home that I think that's of great value to us. Because we believe it'd be really unfortunate for you to feel at home on a Sunday morning, but be alone the rest of the week. To feel disconnected or not sure where your place is. We very much want each of you to be part of a smaller group setting where you're known and you know those other people, where you could journey together, where your discipleship would be advanced. That it would be a place that you could call home. A place in which people might speak into your life and you might, and some of what God has given you could be poured out into others. So we call those things community groups. There's a poster out back that has that symbol on it. The one that you see behind you. Dave, the guy who's leading worship, is in charge of community groups, and if you're not in one, he'd love to talk with you about what kind of group are you looking for, where we might have that for you. Our groups are multi-generational, they have flexible schedules, all kinds of different things going on. Might that be, if you're not in a group, I'd suggest that's a really important step, to be a part of that. Of course, there are lots of ways to connect into this place, into what's happening here. The young mums with young children are meeting here regularly during the week in the mornings in pop-in, just hanging out, community mums, their kids playing together, having coffee, an opportunity to meet and get to know some other people. A whole bunch of guys playing floor hockey here Monday nights. Another way to get to know some people. You're a young adult here for university, college. Colton will be back at a table here, and the young adult activities are listed on this sheet as well, this side. And so that's the first step. Wherever you are, what would be a step that would bring you closer to feeling at home here? What do you need there? Take that step. Second step is, would you help us take responsibility for staying up to date or current with what's happening here? Would you stay engaged with what happens this year? This is a busy place, and there's stuff happening all nights of the week. And we've realized that we put a lot of energy into communicating. Often it's here Sunday mornings, but it's not been effective. And it feels like we're talking blah, 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 blah. And it just lands there. And so part of communication... Thank you, Sophie. So part of what we want to put particular emphasis and energy toward this year is ensuring that we're giving you good information in ways that you can connect with it, but then we need you to do your part and grab hold of it. And we think the best way for you to do that would be through social media. And so we're putting a lot of emphasis, a lot of our information is going into Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We think that's our best avenue to get it into your hands quickly and accurately and consistently. And so On Facebook is where Amy promises you will find everything. And so that's going to be news and events, what's going on, what times, dates, all of those kinds of things. And so what you need to do is go in to the River of Life Church page and get it to show up on your newsfeed so that you have that information in front of you. Instagram is going to be focused more on who we are, what are our core values, sermon highlights, ways to support your devotional life, and more things like that. And so we had an option today. We have a number of staff changes, new people in nursery and grade school programs. So we could have brought everybody up here with a name tag and introduced them, and it would have taken 20 minutes. And you would have all fallen asleep. And so we're not doing that. So this week, two or three times, we will send out an Instagram post with one of our staff picture and a little briefing on who they are and what they're doing. And that's how we're going to get that information out to you. Then on Twitter, we'll post things on sermons and readings and teaching and resources, things that are helpful in your journey. Some of you have already noticed that some of our guys are doing some work in the area of talking about their journey into a convergent church and talking about that and thinking about that, a way for you to engage and think together with us about that. And so you could do that right now. You could take out your phone and you could do whatever you need to do that you're current with us. But you still have to listen to me. This is why I didn't like this thing that Amy told me to do. So then finally, the final or the third step that I just want to suggest or ask you about is, what is Jesus asking you to step into this year? What's the next step in your journey with Jesus this year? And sometimes the hint about that has been what's happened in your summer. Perhaps he's taken his hand or his blessing off something that you've done a long time. Maybe you've served here in a particular spot and there just isn't joy for it coming back, because God is lifting his hand off that and he's trying to move you in a new direction. He wants you to take another step. He's inviting you because of what's been raising in your heart, and you've been frustrated and anxious and out of joint in some area, because he's saying, I want to talk about this. I want you to advance in your discipleship in this area. So it might be something really simple, like saying, making arrangements in your household with your wife or husband to say, I would like to go to the 8:00 communion service once a month. Starting next week, our 8:00 service will restart. It's in the fireside room, half an hour of a Lord's table service, quiet, reflective, an opportunity for you just to come apart for half an hour and receive from the presence of Jesus. Might be simple like that. It might be coming out to vigil and making that a part of your growth and advancement this year. That you just say, I'm going to just start. And I'll only promise myself I'll only come for the first half hour. It doesn't matter. Just do what's he inviting you to. But just generally, if I ask you that question, what does Jesus have for you this year? And you say, well, I don't know, I feel a bit lost or stuck or confused. I don't know what the next step is. I don't know, I can't figure this out. I've sort of been in the same spot for a while. Come to Corpus. Corpus is the main way that we help people walk out their discipleship. And so if you're not sure what that next step is, and even if you don't know anything about Corpus, I would say, trust us and come and learn from Jesus. We have a model that over the last 3 or 4 years has changed and developed, and God has brought us into a good place. And so we've talked extensively about Corpus over the last 2 weeks, but I would just say you still can do that this week. So today, 2:00, phases 1 and 2, you can still sit in and decide whether that's for you. The introductory classes, you haven't missed anything, and you could be a part of that this year. Phase 3 also begins today, and so if you're If you've been through phases 1 and 2 and you've been wondering about phase 3, Rob would invite you to be there this week in the library on today at 2 o'clock and then again Thursday evening to just get a sense of what that might be like and whether that's a fit for you. The other part of what God might be asking you to step into is some area of service or ministry. So I don't know what impression happens for you when you come on a Sunday morning and you see lots of people with name tags today, and so you think, well, they got lots of stuff. But the truth of the matter is we are almost exclusively still a volunteer organization. Nothing happens in this place. Nothing happens on Sunday without volunteers. All of the things that we are a part of, we are doing together. We're carrying a very diversified, wide load, but we're doing it together. We're supporting and carrying it together. And so I would invite you to be a part of that in some way. How might you grab hold of what we're doing here and advance it this year? We're a church that's blessed with a beautiful group of young people and children. Probably 40 on a Sunday morning. If you don't have kids, you don't know this. But on a typical Sunday, only 60% of the people who are here are in this room. The other 40% is back there in kids ministry. Beautiful group of young people who love God and are seeking to know Him. And it's our area of biggest need for volunteers. And so Jeff has done a beautiful job of structuring a program that allows you to teach if that's your gift, or to just supervise and love and get to know kids if that's what you're more comfortable. Something that you could do once a month or every week, whatever you have available. But we need you to be a part of those programs. Junior Youth Friday night, for example, we've got half of the kids are from the community, and we have to have as many adults as kids. When you've got 60 junior youth ruling the building, we can't start that program if you won't be a part of it. So parents, in some way we need you involved in your children's Christian education at least once a month. So that doesn't mean, dads, that doesn't mean mom's going twice a month. That means you're going once and she's going once. We really need our men in there getting to know, modeling, and pouring out the love of Jesus to our kids. If your parents and your kids are older, that's great. You got experience. We need it. And if you don't yet have kids, you need the experience. Let's go. That's just how it goes. We need spiritual moms to come weekday mornings and meet community moms and bless them and reassure them that they're doing a good job. And the 2 year old situation will become the 3 year old situation. All kinds of opportunities. We do baby celebrations regularly here. We just need help to put those on. And so all kinds of opportunities. What might be your part in that? So we've set up tables in the foyer. So after service, if you didn't get a chance before, to stop by and talk to the people who are doing children's ministry and talk to Colton at Young Adults, whatever it might be, community groups. All of our kids programs start next week. So I checked in with Nikki before the 9 o'clock service, and she was a little anxious because she knew there were going to be lots of kids and she was short 2 volunteers. So if you sign up today, let them know you're on. That'll just take a huge weight off of their shoulders, and the programs will just flow forward. So we just encourage you to take some time to do that today. It's going to be a good year. Toward the end of the year, in May and June, at the elders' meeting, we had a very good discussion. And the question that we were asking was, what has God said consistently over this church and over this movement? And there were 3 things. We've talked about them earlier, but I'll just remind you. 3 things that God has said consistently over this church. 1, that we would be a place of His presence. and that things would happen here because God is here. That we can expect, and God has promised us, that as Lord of the harvest, we will see a glorious harvest. And thirdly, that we would have an impact not simply to those of us who show up here and are part of this congregation, but that we would have an impact in this city and across this nation. We would have a national impact. That's what God has said consistently over us. So that's what he's going to advance this year. It's going to be a good year. And we're so honored and privileged to be walking it together with you. Pastor Ryan's going to come and lead us to the table.